Caterina Maria Sudrio was born in Benevento, Italy, on the 1st of June 2006, the last of 10 children to Francesco Sudrio and Maria Rosaria Duraccio. Now, she was baptized on June the 18th, the Feast of Corpus Domini, in the Church of San Pasquale in Benevento. Now, since childhood, Caterina has been known to be a generous and joyful child. She stands out in her family for her delicate sensitivity and affability towards everyone, especially her defining her mother as adored mother, and for a simple and passionate love for Jesus in the Eucharist. Now, she easily becomes friends with everyone, thanks to a big heart. No one is indifferent to her. She has such funny ways that just by seeing her makes one happy. She is the little friend of those who are alone. She is the silent confidant of those who suffer. And she is also joy for those who are sad and consolation for those who are disappointed. Now, she loves to sleep, watch cartoons with her sisters, and play video games. Pretty much a very active little girl. Now, every evening, she recites the Holy Rosary with her family and is eager to be able to lead at least one part of it. She loves to sing, and whenever she hears the Italian national anthem, she sings out loud with a hand on her heart. Not a day goes by without hearing her sing, "Heaven, Heaven, I prefer Heaven," one of her favorite songs from one of her favorite movies. Now, she calls the saints her friends in heaven, and some of these friends in heaven are St. Josephine Bakita, St. Philip Neri, and Blessed Josephine of Jesus Crucified. She also calls St. Michael the Archangel her guardian angel and turns to him. Now, at the age of 5, she asks to be allowed to take her first communion, and for this, she puts all her effort in learning the catechism and prayers. She knows very well that the Eucharist is the very body of our Lord Jesus, and for this reason, she could not understand why it was being distributed on the hand, with the risk of dropping small pieces, without the priest or whoever receives it realizing it. Once, a priest tried to explain to her why communion was given on the hand, to which Caterina exclaimed with simplicity, "Yes, but Jesus is God." Now, during the summer holidays, she goes to church for the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Upon entering the church and seeing the Blessed Sacrament exposed, Caterina prostrates herself in the corridor as a sign of recognition and worship of the Lord. She was not ashamed to lie face down, neither did it matter what others thought. She knew she was before God herself. Now, it was at the age of 6 that she started having a headache, but she does her best to hide it. In September, school begins in the first grade. Subsequently, on the 25th of September 2012, 9 months after receiving her first communion, Caterina was admitted to the hospital in Benevento for terrible head pains. She was diagnosed with a brain tumor and, due to a serious condition, she was given a few days to live. Her head contained a large amount of fluid that had put pressure on her brain. Immediately, Caterina is taken to the hospital in Naples, but before entering the operating room, she goes into a coma. Doctors manage to save her by extracting the liquid and leaving it drained to prevent the accumulation of fluid in the skull. The chemotherapy cycle begins in mid-October. From here, begins her journey to Calvary. She gets her hair shaved without complaining. On the contrary, she says amused, "I shave my hair like dad." A few months later, in January of 2013, she undergoes the tumor removal surgery in Naples. In March, she returns to Naples and remains in a sterile room for about 3 months to undergo the transplant of a bone marrow, which would have to be performed twice. Now, the tests are many, but she faces everything with a smile. When someone would ask Caterina if she was suffering, she would naturally reply, "Yes, I suffer, but we must do the will of God." Every time she needs to be hospitalized, a great friendship is born with the doctors and nurses. When she felt a little better, Caterina would go around the hospital with them to visit the other sick children and help distribute medicines. During her illness, she continues to play the role of a little nurse. Her magnanimous heart makes her forget herself to make others happy. Now, towards the end of June 2013, she returns home declared clinically cured by the doctors, but already by August, she begins to show the first signs of a return of the disease. She is then taken to the hospital for all checks and is made to go home. But her parents, seeing that the child's head had a strange swelling, brought her back to the hospital in Padua, staying there all night until the morning of 29 September. It was during that day that they understood that the little girl was now very sick again, her hopes now very low. Now the outcome of those examinations were clear, but it had become a great grace for her. Now Katerina had in her heart the great desire to see Pope Francis in person, as she prays and offers herself for him. And just like St. Catherine of Siena, she likes to call the Pope the sweet Christ on earth. So on January the 23rd, 2014, with great difficulty, since her physical health had now greatly deteriorated, Katerina goes with her parents to Rome for a private audience with Pope Francis. Now during a stop on the journey to Rome, this episode takes place. Katerina struggles to climb the stairs and her mother offers to help her, but little Katerina refuses the help of her mother and advances with strength and determination, with effort, step-by-step singing, "I offer my life like Mary at the foot of the cross." Now when Katerina was in front of the Pope, she shows him an image in which the child Jesus is seen in a crib. The Pope smiles at her, gives her a blessing, and kisses her on her head. Now little Katerina had been insisting with a parish priest that she wants to receive confirmation. She tells him of how she wants to become a soldier of Jesus. And so it was on March the 9th, 2014, the first Sunday of Lent, with great joy, that Katerina receives the sacrament of confirmation. Now despite the obvious state of her suffering, she is always happy. She just smiles and repeats, "Be more and more a soldier of Jesus." On July the 25th, 2014, Katerina goes into a coma, but to the surprise of the doctors who attend to her at home, she wakes up and receives the Eucharistic Jesus. After a few minutes, she returns to a coma again. She wakes up again from a coma in the evening and she stays with her family, falling asleep peacefully. The next morning, her condition deteriorates. Her mother notices that Katerina is living for heaven, and so she calls the whole family. At 9 a.m. on July the 26, 2014, the feast of Saints Joachim and Anna, while her family gathers around her bed and sings for her, Jesus comes to take her with him. Little Katerina passes away at the age of 8 on July the 26, 2014. Now the message that Katerina left behind was joy. Jesus came to bring joy was an expression that Katerina often repeated. And it was this joy that was evident throughout her life, throughout her sufferings. Joy that is not simply being happy, but something deeper, which draws those around you to love life. Katerina Maria Sudrio, pray for us.